March Madness is here, and the team that cuts down the nets at the end will be able to overcome fear. Every round, they will experience some level of fear. Similarly, you and I deal with some level of fear every day. But what does it look like to live fearless and overcome fear in our own lives? Let's unpack it. Welcome to the Unpacking It podcast, where we unpack parallels, metaphors, and topics in sports that relate to life and faith. I'm Bryce Johnson in Charlotte, North Carolina. Excited to be with you today on this special March Madness edition of the Unpacking It podcast. I am flying solo today. But looking forward to some awesome guest co-hosts in the coming weeks, both in studio as well as virtually, different guys around the country joining me on the show. And so look forward to that in a couple of weeks. But today, you've got me. And later in the show, I will reveal some of the teams that I am pulling for and expecting to pull some upsets in March Madness in the NCAA tournament. And so stick around for that. Before we jump in, I do want to encourage you to check out the Unpacking It Bracket Challenge. And so would love for you to participate with me and the staff and board members and all the rest of the Unpacking It community of sports fans following Jesus. And so the details are wherever you're watching or listening right now, there are details in the post. So show notes or social media. So click on the link to go fill out your bracket. And really, this is a fundraiser for Unpacking It. So you get to donate, you get to support Unpacking It, $20, and then you get to fill out your bracket and compete. And also, man, we've had some people donate beyond $20, and so they get extra brackets. But more importantly, they've been able to support our ministry, and so we are very, very grateful for that. And so encourage you to get involved as well. So on today's episode, we are talking fear. Fear. Oftentimes we avoid it. We disregard it. Or I got no fear in my life. But today I want to go a little bit deeper to where I think fear drives so much of our negative behavior. So many of our negative thoughts, so many of our negative attitudes. There is a root of fear that we've got to get to the bottom of, that we've got to eliminate, let go of, surrender. And so we're going to look at all the different angles of that today. Encourage you to check out our website, unpackingit.com. You can also email me, bryce@unpackingit.com. Thanks to everybody listening, watching on all the different platforms. We're excited. We got some new platforms coming that we're working on as well, some different partnerships. And so very thankful for all that God is doing through our ministry right now. And thank you for being a listener and a viewer and a supporter. And always love hearing from you. So bryce@unpackingit.com. Leave comments wherever you're watching as well. And rate, review, share. Help us grow this show. This is for you. I'm doing this show as a way to encourage and challenge and inspire sports fans to follow Jesus and become more like him. And so I hope that you are enjoying this show. And I hope that you'll want others to enjoy this as well. And so my hope each week is that God speaks through me, that he puts something on my heart that is impacting me personally, that then I can share. And here's how it's impacting me. Here's what I'm learning. Here's how God connected the dots from something in the sports world to how it relates to his word, the Bible, that I truly believe in, that I place myself under that authority. I believe it's true. And I believe that we can learn from it in order to help us live the life that God has invited us to live, the best life that he has for us, that is in him, with him, for him. And so that is the hope of each and every show here on the Unpacking It podcast. So let's talk March Madness for a minute. And we'll even go back to Saturday night. I was hanging out with a friend, and he's a Virginia fan. And he was fearful, so to speak, whether or not Virginia would make it into the tournament because they had lost to they lost in the NC State in the ACC tournament. And so there was fear from a Virginia fan. And so going into Selection Sunday, you can imagine that a number of fan bases, coaches, and players were fearful about whether or not they would make the tournament. Then once the brackets are revealed, a whole new level of fear entered into the minds and dare I say hearts of fans, players, and coaches. And so the NCAA tournament is filled with so much excitement and you know the thrilling moments that we long for and then we experience throughout the month of March into April. And yet there is this underlying or maybe above, however you describe it, there's just this layer of fear that can take over. And really what is at the core of the fear? It's what if questions. Because the fear of, well, what if we don't make the tournament? Or what if we get a really tough opponent? Or we're fearful that we're going to lose early in the tournament. And so all of these things are taking place as the tournament gets going. We're recording this right now, as the first four games will tip off tonight. And so the fear of losing and getting upset by a lower seed has to be on the minds of many of these teams, the top teams. And then the fear of not even winning a game in the tournament, the fear of making it and then not winning, or the fear of not getting as far as expected. And then the fear of some of the ramifications of whatever happens in the tournament, the fear of losing the coach, the head coach, if a team wins too many games, because we see this every year. This team comes out of nowhere. It's St. Peter's. It's, Loyola Chicago. All these different coaches end up making a name for themselves. Florida Gulf Coast. All these somewhat one-hit wonders. The head coach then parlays that into a new job. But as a fan base, as players of those teams that win games, there's also the fear of, man, if we win, we're going to lose our coach. Now, you still want to win, but there's still that fear there. And then the fear also on the other side, if you lose early, you're going to lose your coach. And now with the transfer portal the way it is, the results of this tournament affect the future of players transferring. And so there's fear that we're going to lose this player, or the fear of losing a player to the NBA. Then the fear in the minds of some of the players is, oh man, well, what if I don't play as well in this tournament and then my draft stock goes down? Or if we lose too early, is my draft stock going to go down? And so the list goes on and on and on. And then for you and I, as we fill out our brackets, and hopefully you join the Unpacking a Bracket Challenge, it's the fear of finishing last. Well, what if I pick the wrong the teams and I finish last? It's embarrassing. So the fear of that. And so going all the way back to the fear of missing out on the tournament to the each round, the level of fear that can take place, from the fear of getting injured, the fear of fouling out, the fear of missing the game-winning shot. All of it is there throughout this tournament. And so we'll focus throughout the whole tournament on the joy, the fun, the excitement. But there is this other side of it. And so you can see the parallel here for us today, because you and I know what fear is. Going back to when we were kids to even whatever age we are now as adults, each round of life, there is an element of fear that can creep in. And maybe it's a little bit here, it's a little bit there. But then if we aren't careful, fear starts to overwhelm us. It starts to paralyze us. It starts to cripple us. It starts to hold us back. And so when thinking about these players out on the floor, if they're actually operating with fear or trying to play with fear, so often it negatively affects them. Because if you're fearful about taking the final shot, you're going to be in your head and you're going to end up missing it. If you're fearful about getting injured, you're going to play with hesitation. If you're fearful about fouling out or getting in foul trouble, you're going to play with a limited ability on defense, or an unwillingness to attack the rim and draw an offensive foul. So fear affects how a player plays or how a coach coaches. And we see this all the time. You see teams that they're playing tight. They're not playing loose or with freedom. Because the flip side, when you overcome fear, when a team overcomes fear and they play fearless, they play with freedom. They play with confidence. And there's a flow to the game, and they're in the moment, and they're not thinking about all the worst case scenarios out there. They're thinking best case scenario. They're thinking about, all right, playing to the very best of their ability with freedom and confidence. And the same is true for us in life. When we live fearless, we have confidence and freedom to take steps of faith, to engage in conversations that you know may be fearful. And then we're able to overcome the fear in our life that is deep rooted. And so let's unpack that more, because that's where I want to really spend some time today. But you see how, you know, what ifs and worst case scenarios can dominate the thoughts of those involved with March Madness and also in our own lives. And so the way that we ultimately, you know, overcome fear, live fearlessly, and keep moving on to the next round, right? Because every day is a battle against fear in one way or another. And so we have to get to the root. We have to ask ourselves, wait, why am I fearful? And what am I really fearful about? And then we have to consider and examine what lies are attached to that fear and what lack of belief is attached to that fear. And then we have to also acknowledge what we're trying to control or what we wish we had control over, and then accept that we don't. Because fear really is, well, I don't know what's going to happen because I'm not in control, or I'm afraid that this is going to happen because I can't control the outcome. And so in our desire to try to control, the fear starts to build up. Right? We want to control it. We, you know, for a player, you know, they can't control exactly how a game is going to go, or how the other team hits threes and how the refs call the game. So much of it is out of their control. But they can't dwell on that. They have to let go and say, okay, what can I control? And I got to go play with confidence and freedom and play fearless. And the results will be what they are. And so this topic always reminds me of something my grandma used to say: what will be, will be. And so that's a sign of surrender. What will be, will be. And so in this conversation, we've got to get into God's word here. And ultimately, you know, this whole desire to overcome fear and an ability to overcome fear is ultimately rooted in trusting God, placing our faith in Him. And it sounds, because I've been in church a long time, it sounds, oh yeah, you just gotta have faith. But it's the truth. It's the simplicity of that, but it's the challenge of it. Because we live in a world filled with fear. Everybody's throwing fear at us all the time. We're always supposed to be fearful of something. You gotta fear this, you gotta fear that. And now having two young daughters and the fear that especially gets thrown at moms, I mean, they're fearful of everything. And, you know, I'm, as a dad, there's fear there too. But man, I feel for moms, you know. And so husbands, we got to feel for our, have a understanding of what our wives are feeling in regards to the fear that they have for their kids and what they eat and all the different studies that are out there. It's all fear, right? And so in order for us to overcome the day in, day out fears, we have to put our faith in God, that He is in control, that He is good, that He is faithful, that He is all powerful, and we entrust our kids to Him. We entrust our careers to Him. We entrust our day-to-day decisions to say, God, lead me and guide me. And I trust you with the results. My faith is in you. And so I can't fear the outcomes. I can't fear the things that are out of my control. I can't fear what might happen to me. Because if I start going down that path, then I am paralyzed. I am limited. I am hesitant. And so let me just say this. The steps in my, what I've learned throughout my journey with Jesus is it comes down to faith and surrender to Jesus. It's trusting God with our life, all areas of our life. And then it's relying on the power of the Holy Spirit to help us overcome our fears and keep our minds focused on the right things. Because as soon as our mind drifts, as soon as our eyes go off of Jesus, fear can creep in, along with other negative emotions and feelings and behaviors. And so Psalm 112, 6 through 8 says, "Those who are righteous will be long remembered. They do not fear bad news. They confidently trust the Lord to care for them. They are confident and fearless and can face their foes triumphantly." And so we know how challenging it is to let go of fears. But when we confidently trust in the Lord and we know and believe that He cares for us, the fear is lifted. And we lift it up to Him, right? If our eyes are lifted to Him, then the fears can lift. And we don't fear bad news. Because here's another, this hit me this morning when I was having some quiet time. It is the first level of sort of not having fear or having faith is I have faith that something bad won't happen, right? I trust God that bad thing won't happen. But what's the reality? Bad things do happen. Bad news does happen in our lives. And so it's then taking it to the next level of, I'm not going to fear bad things happening because I don't fear whatever comes of that because I have my faith in Jesus and in God's ultimate plan. So that way we can receive bad news with faith because it might happen, but we don't have to fear that, I wonder if this is going to happen. I wonder if bad news is going to, no, it's going to happen. And so it's going a whole step further to say, even if it does happen, even if these teams lose in the tournament, even if they go out early, they can trust that, hey, we'll be back, or I'm going to use this to become a better player, or I'm going to use this in my life to become a better man in the next phase of life, right? That this loss, this pain, it's going to be turned around for good. We can believe that especially as believers. That promise. And so again, this verse, the righteous, they do not fear bad news. They confidently trust the Lord to care for them. They are confident and fearless and can face their foes triumphantly. So it's not having faith that nothing bad's going to happen. No, it's having faith that even when things that are bad happen to us, God will get us through it. God will help us overcome. And so the encouragement for us today is to live fearless because even the bad news, God is with us. Even the bad news, God is strengthening us, getting us through it. And so instead of focusing on the what ifs, the things out of our control, or the dread of the potential outcomes in our lives, we live by faith. And every day we surrender to God and say, God, You are in control. You are good. You are faithful. You are kind. And then we also know as believers, as followers of Jesus, that when we've surrendered our hearts and lives to Him, that we know our eternity is secure. And we know that we've been forgiven of our sin. And we know the grace and the forgiveness that God has shown us through Jesus and what He did through His death and resurrection. And so we rest in that. So what do we have to fear if we have that taken care of? We don't have to fear death. So we live fearless because we don't even have to fear death. Now, it doesn't mean we live reckless. No, we live with wisdom. We live a wise life and we protect our kids. We keep our kids safe and we're aware of the evil in this world, but we don't let the fear take over to where it derails us, where it paralyzes us. And so Psalm 112:1 tells us, blessed, fortunate, prosperous and favored by God is the man who fears the Lord, with awe-inspired reverence and worships him with obedience, who delights greatly in his commandments. And so the other encouragement for us today is, instead of fearing all the what-ifs and the potential outcomes, no, we fear God, which actually, you know, is more along the lines of worship, awe, just surrender. It's God, you are good. Wow, I put you in your proper place. I exalt you above all else. And so if our fear is toward him, but the proper type of fear, not like, oh no, what's God going to do to me? No. That's not the fear that we're called to with this. This is an awe-inspired reverence, a worship for him. It's God, you got this. You're working everything out for good, for those who love you and are called according to your purpose, that your overriding plan, your plan of redemption, you proved how much you love us by sending Jesus. And so we can live fearless. We can live with confidence. We can live with freedom. And so because we confidently trust in the Lord. And so my challenge for us today is to get to the root. Why am I fearing? Do I not believe that God will get me through this? Do I not believe that God has a great plan for me? Do I not believe that he is a protector, he is a provider, and even in the bad news, that his hand is in that? That he allows things for bigger purposes? That it is bad, like something might be bad, but he's using it for good? I just saw it this week in my own life, in my family's life. We got bad news. It turned out to be wonderful news, the story that God is writing through that. And at some point, I'll share that story. It's an unbelievable story. But I really believe this, and I see it in my own life. And so today, too, we have to evaluate, though, what fear is deep-rooted, even from maybe as a kid, something that kind of went into our brain, went into our heart, that caused this fear in our life that is causing us to have hesitation, to move forward. Or it's preventing us from living with freedom. And so we have to ask God to show me, reveal that, and then remove it, to let go of it, so that we can live fearless, not reckless, but fearless, because we're living faith-filled. And so, you know, why do I have the fear of missing out? Why do I have the fear of what other people are going to think about me, you know, which is people pleasing, but there's fear there. And why am I so fearful of rejection? And I'm talking about myself right now. I fear rejection oftentimes. What are people going to say? You know, today I had to overcome fear of doing the show alone. Can I do the show alone? I don't know. We'll see. I hope you guys like it. But every day and throughout our day, it's fear or faith. It's God, help me overcome this fear. Help me to know the truth, to believe you are who you say you are, to believe that you can get me through, to believe that you can help me overcome fear, and that you can get me through each round. We overcome the opponent of fear. And that's what the NCAA tournament is all about, overcoming the fear along the way, overcoming the fear of a superior opponent, the fear of, oh, we can't lose this game, right? And then they all know it goes and runs in their mind. Oh no, they got, hey, we're gonna go out, we're gonna play with confidence, we're gonna play fearless, we're gonna go win this game. And those are the teams we'll see at the end. But the teams that get overcome by fear, play with hesitation, they're gonna have a tough time. And so we'll continue to have a tough time in life if we allow fear to win. But today, I hope the takeaway is, again, let's go back to the verse in Psalm 12, 6 through 8, talking about those who are righteous will be long remembered. They do not fear bad news. They confidently trust the Lord to care for them. They are confident and fearless and can face their foes triumphantly. So victory is found in Christ, his death and resurrection. So we rest in that. We have faith in that. man, my eternity's taken care of. I can walk forward in confidence. And then also the foes that we face every day. We can overcome triumphantly with Christ, his strength, his love, his grace empowering us, the power of the Holy Spirit within us. And so let's walk with him. Let's trust him. And let's let go of the lies that we believe, the lies that are attached to fear. So what lie is that? And that's gotta identify that. Sometimes we may need a counselor or mentor to help us work through that. I know that I've experienced that in my life. Wait, what lie am I believing? What was the fear? I got fear because I got a lie. I'm believing a lie. But what is the truth? What is the truth of who God is and who God says I am? Let me live in that, because then I can live in faith instead of fear. So let me share. Let's see. Proverbs 3:26, for the Lord will be your confidence, firm and strong, and will keep your foot from being caught in a trap. So again, let's have our confidence in him, and let's also go beyond even just, oh man, I don't want to fear what might happen or fear bad news. No, we can receive bad news. If something bad happens, we know that God is good and faithful. So we can have faith even in the midst of that. That it's not just, oh, I have faith that nothing bad's going to happen. Again, I think this point is huge. I think this is what struck me today. That's good. We live with hope. We live with hope that, yeah, no, God's the protector. He's the provider. Absolutely. And we have hope in that. We trust in that. But we also acknowledge we live in a broken world and there is evil and there is bad things that happen. But even then, in those situations, we can have faith that God's going to work it out and that God's going to get us through. So that's the message today. I hope it's encouraging. I know it is to me, because life is hard and there's so much to fear every day. Turn on the news, you'll be overcome with fear. But guess what? We can actually hear that and go, okay, yeah, oh, I hear it. I hear the bad news. But my faith is in God. My faith definitely isn't in whoever's going to get elected or whoever's going to, you know, whatever. My faith is in God and Christ alone. Is that true for you today? Dig deep. Where's that fear? How is fear affecting you in your day-to-day life and holding you back? Consider it, surrender it, and trust God today. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Bryce. Can't wait for March Madness. The teams I'm pulling for, Grand Canyon and Bryce Drew, New Mexico and Eddie House's son, and of course, Duke. And everybody's probably wondering, are you picking Duke to win it all? No, I'm not real confident in this team. Not real confident in Duke this year. Hopefully a Sweet 16, but it'll be a surprise. If they make a run, it will be a surprise. So fill out your bracket, join our bracket challenge. Check out the link wherever you're listening or watching right now. And look forward to competing against you, and we'll have some fun. But thanks so much. I'm Bryce. I'm a sports fan who follows Jesus. I believe in the good news that he died on the cross for my sin. He was resurrected, and through faith, I've been saved by his grace. I hope that is true for you as well, and I hope you'll join me as we live life as sports fans who follow Jesus together. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you next time right here on the Unpacking It podcast.